Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You know, as we've been talking here on the show, the veterans health care system still has some major problems. Wait times are excessive still at many facilities, and poor performing employees are rarely held accountable. Too many veterans are waiting too long to receive the benefits that they earn. The scandals of the last couple of years have eroded the trust of many veterans, and the VA must continue to prove that it is up to the task of serving those who have nobly served our nation. The American Legion was instrumental in the creation of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Vets have served their country, and the U.S. government has an obligation to make them whole. And here to talk to us more about this, it's good to have him back with us, Dale Barnett, National Commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion, of which I have to tell you, I am a member as well. National Commander Barnett, a West Point graduate from Douglasville, Georgia, is a retired Army officer and a veteran of Desert Storm. Dale, always good to have you here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Bill, and thank you again for your membership in the American Legion. We need strong advocates like yourself that are standing up for our veterans and our national defense.
Well, and it has all started with the service that both of us gave to this country in varying parts and responsibilities. And Dale, we thank you for your service, and of course, that service continues as the national commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion. We cannot thank you enough for your commitment to keep this all in the light and to keep fighting the good fight now on this side on behalf of our vets. After all of the well-publicized scandals and problems, why does the Legion believe the VA is still needed?
Well, absolutely, the VA is needed because veterans have unique health care concerns. And I think that the VA, most of our veterans, once they get to their provider, are very happy with care. Unfortunately, sometimes it's very difficult to get that care started and to get enrolled in the VA, and the claim system needs to be reformed. And all these are issues that we are working, and we send out task forces to look at the VA. And as you said to your listening audience, we criticize the VA often, but also we advocate on behalf of our veterans. And we think that the VA is a good health care system. I'll be going tomorrow to Washington, D.C. to meet with the secretary and other key members of his staff and a blue ribbon panel and commission that's looking at ways to continue to improve that health care experience for our veterans.
I'll tell you, Dale, one of these times when you go, I want to go with you. You know, I'll carry your handbag, your luggage. I just want to be there to hear, you know, the response because I appreciate that you're holding them accountable for all the money that's being invested on behalf of our vets, you know, through the VA. And I agree. I'm not one to say we throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are some good people there. I've spoken to, you know, some people who work for, you know, the VA, and their heart's in the right place. Some of the systems are compromised, and we just need to get some serious leadership there that can take care of this, especially in light of, you know, the additional money after all the problems, you know, that came up a couple of years ago and additional funding that Congress gave them. I mean, it is time for us to consider some real return on investment here on behalf of our vets, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and we've been a staunch advocate for the VA Accountability Act of 2015. It is ridiculous that it takes almost like a criminal prosecution to fire a VA employee. The Merit Protection Board just needs to go. And I said that in a hearing to the joint House and Senate Veterans Affairs hearing in February. It's an archaic system. It's so much protection because if an employee needs to be held accountable for their action, if they're not veteran-centered, then they ought to be gone. And we're going to advocate that. And you're so right that most of our employees in the VA are really super, super people. But there's a few bad apples that it seems like you can't get rid of, and they think they're entitled to a job. And I guarantee you the American Legion and I, as the national commander, have been advocating for accountability. We were held accountable in the military. We ought to hold our VA employees to that same high level of accountability.
Well, what we're seeing here, Dale, is a cultural issue, and clearly that has been going on for quite a while, you know, when you hear these reports like this. And I got to imagine, you know, for those good people in the VA, as you just referenced, who are, you know, vet-centric, you know, that the most important thing about their job is the vets. They've got their head on right, and that's the kind of ideal that needs to be promoted and rewarded. Not people who have been there, you know, taking a ride and adding to the problem, and they want it to be about them. It's not about them. It's about our vets. They're most deserving, and I know that's your heart, and that's what we need to continue. That's the drumbeat that we need to continue to pound, and I know you're doing it, and whatever part and role that we can play here on this national radio show, you've got my support 150%, let me tell you.
Well, Bill, I thank you for your comments, and I tell you, we're going to continue to press this accountability issue, and we're going to continue to press to empower our VA leadership so that they can fire those that need to have action taken against them. And I've talked to some of the senior officials, and they are a level of frustration with the Merit Protection Board. And it's gone so much on the side of the employee. And I know some of the unions that they want to protect themselves. But we need to look at this, that our veterans are the ones that we need to advocate for them. We need to advocate. And if you're doing your job, you shouldn't be afraid of accountability. You should relish it. You should enjoy it. And that's what we're going to continue to push for. As the leader of the largest veteran service organization in the world.
Well, Dale, I want to talk to you about choice and outsourcing. What role should those two issues, choice and outsourcing vets healthcare, play?
Well, one of the issues, and I've already given the heads up that I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow, you know, if you're providing an outsourced health care to a veteran, that's good because that gives him an opportunity to get his appointment quicker and maybe the specialty care that may not be available. But, you know, one of the problems I'm seeing across the nation is we're not paying those providers in the civilian community in a timely manner. The industry standard is 80% should be paid within 30 days. I think that's very reasonable and should be done. But we're finding that number is probably closer to 25-30%. And we need to look at the VA payment system because we're seeing some of our providers that don't want to do business with the VA because they're not getting paid in a timely manner. And that's very reasonable that they would expect to be paid in a timely manner.
Exactly. Well, I've heard cases, Dale, where, you know, some of these providers, it could be, in terms of full payment, it could be 90, 120 days down the road. I mean, nobody can operate a business that way. They couldn't live that way. But yet, for some reason, with some sort of gall and arrogance, they think that that's acceptable. That is not acceptable. And I appreciate you holding their feet to the fire now. What does the American Legion do to ensure that vets are getting high-quality health care from VA hospitals around the country? And what you just stated is one of the things that you do.
Well, besides my visits, and I go all over the country visiting VA facilities and making assessments of that, we also have a Blue Ribbon team that goes out to and looks at those systems across the nation. And I will tell you, our Congressional House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee really looks at the American Legion to give them an honest appraisal. And as you know, they've been very critical of some areas that need to be addressed at the VA. And I think we've got their attention. I think we have the attention of the senior leadership of the VA. And we're going to continue to push forward to ensure that we get that quality health care
veterans.
And
Dale, we've only got about 15 seconds left here, and the veterans can receive assistance when navigating the VA system. You're there to help them out. And where can they go to find more information?
Go to legion.org. There's a plethora of information of various things about information that are veteran-centered, videos, as well as ways that you can help veterans in your community.
Commander Dale Barnett has been with us on Bill Martinez Live, fighting a good fight on behalf of the vets. Keep up the great work, Commander. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.